Good morning and shalom once again. We are in Esther chapter number 5. We want to look at verses 9 to 14, and we want to consider what destroy your satisfaction. We want to look at how pride can be able to lead to a fall. The Bible says that fall comes before a pride. No, pride comes just before a fall. Sorry. That when we sow the seeds of pride to ourselves and to the rest of the people around us, we know the results. There'll be a great fall. We also want to be challenged that we do not destroy, we do not sow the seed of pride to our family members and to close friends who will at one time will be able to advise us when you're in trouble. You see, if today I sow seeds of pride and enmity against somebody, to my wife, for example, and I come and tell her how bad, for example, my pastor is, or my employer is, or my other close friend is, my wife will get that. My wife becomes an incubator, because women are major incubators. Whatever you sell, whatever you give them, they take it, they incubate it, they brood it, and finally they give you full-blown children. You give them the power of a child, that is a sperm, for example, as an example. And then the woman takes that, combines it in her womb, and she develop this, whatever seed you planted in her, to a child, and she gives you a child. I'm using that as an analogy that let's not plant evil seeds to our wives, because one day they are going to give us children. But if you have got very good ideas, sow them to your spouse, to your wife particularly, and to your close friends. Give them godly ideas. Tell them what the Lord is saying to you. Give them your visions. Tell them what God has put in you. Give them those dreams of what God has desired to do for you and for them. And what happens is that they take it, they incubate it, they brood it, and finally, they'll keep you in check and they'll give it back to you. Sometimes as men, we keep thinking that this is too much. They are trying to control us. No. They are only doing what God has put in them. Now, I've said, use that example to give to what Haman sort of did. You see, here we are looking at a person called Haman, and how Haman changed emotions from happiness, high in the spirit, from the banquet to very low level. He became angry when he saw Mordecai. Now, the Bible says that Haman went out of that day happy and in high spirit, that verse 9. But when he saw Mordecai at the gates, at the king's gate, and observed that he neither rose nor showed fear in his presence, he was filled with rage against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home. Now, the question that we're asking here is, what really quickly destroy your happiness? What destroyed the happiness of Haman? Just from the time he is coming from a banquet. And we also want to ask ourselves, who quickly destroys our peace? And how does the Bible How does the Bible advise us to deal with such issues or persons? You know, it's not in order that we can be happy and immediately we become sorrowful and sad. Whatever else has been put in us, the joy that has been planted in us, the merry, the peace, it's taken immediately. We should be very careful not to let things take our peace from us. But that was not in Haman. So Haman is coming from the presence. He has been given up a dinner, a banquet, just alone with the king. And Esther has requested for a second one. And now he is going home. But at the gate, he found Mordecai, who would not worship. This gentleman called Haman wants to be worshipped. Remember, we have been commanded never to worship anybody apart from God alone. We respect leaders and kings on earth, but never worship them. Mordecai knew that, and Mordecai would never give anybody worship. Can we say that respect your pastors, but don't worship them? Respect your presidents, but don't worship them. Don't fear them to worship them. May you respect your husbands, but don't worship them. Respect your parents, but never worship them. Respect your CEOs, but do not worship them, because worship is reserved for God. So this gentleman called Haman changes from happiness to rage, but he restrained himself. Now he comes together and calls the wife, Zeresh, and he also called his close friends. And what is he doing? He's coming to sow seeds of pride. Make sure, as I have said, do not sow evil seeds to your close friends, to your children, to your parents, to your wife, to your husband. Do not sow those seeds, because whatever you sow, you will still harvest. And so he sowed those seeds. He described, he counted about his success. He was very proud. He's talking about the things, his vast wealth, his many sons, and the many things the king had ordered him, had honored him, and how he had elevated him above all other nobles and officials. And he also said, not only that, I've also been invited to go to accompany the king to the queen's banquet. But then he said, and he also said, I'm also invited for another one tomorrow. But look at what he said, verse 9, 10, 13. But all this gives me no satisfaction as long as I see that Jew Mordecai sitting at the king's gate. You see, how comes that you have got everything else you need on earth, but one person does not give you joy? One person makes sure that you don't get the satisfaction. Can you imagine? People have got whatever you need, but there are some few things that we must give them to God in prayer. We must not put them in our hearts. If it's a person, the Bible asks us to approach and confront them biblically, so that you don't carry them. You ask them why they're doing that. You visit. You don't let things go and, undealt with, because they will take away your peace. But look at the advice that the wife, Zeresh, and all his close friend gave. He said, have a pole set up reaching to as high as 50 cubits. That's about 22, 23 meters high. And ask the king in the morning to have Mordecai put or hang on it. Then go with the king to the banquet and enjoy yourself. This suggestion delighted Haman, and he had the pill or the poles set up. Now you see, the wife gave very strange advice, that he prepares to put up the poles. Can you imagine over 20 meters, over 20 meters high? Maybe people can understand these metrics. 20 meters high and above. That is very high. That's about two or three story houses together. Actually, two story houses up there. And he said, go and ask the king to hang Mordecai on them. Why that high? So that everybody can see. Who is giving this advice? Can you imagine your wife? Your close friends? But who had planted that idea? He himself had sowed the seed of pride. The seed. And these seeds, they are going to destroy him. We see that pride comes, and after pride, destruction. So let's not sow seeds of pride and enmity and hatred and dejection to the people that we love, so that in our time of need, they are not going to give us such advices as this was given. Father, we pray that you may help us to guard our hearts, that we don't sow seeds of pride and hatred to the people that are close to us, because we'll need these people to advise us at one time. And we have discovered that whatever we sow in their hearts, that's what they are going to release in our lives. That's the advice that they are going to give us. So help us, Lord, to deal with those issues in prayer before your presence. And help us even to approach our friends and to call them so that we can sort out those issues as the Bible advises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.